Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. You know what pisses me off, man? Sorry. I came in hot, but I'm mad. I am mad about things. Do you know that I finally got a week? It was finally time. I waited weeks, months. It was finally time to talk about how I've been saying for the entire baseball season that there's two wild cards and the Yankees can still get in. Everyone thought I was crazy. Everyone thought I was nuts. Meanwhile, I saw the Yankees spank the World Series champs last night. But I can't talk about it. I can't talk about Gary Sanchez being the new Babe Ruth. I can't talk about that. I can't talk about how he has 25 RBIs and Curtis Granderson has like 30 and Curtis Granderson's been playing all season. I can't talk about that. I'm not allowed. Because of Colin Kaepernick. This guy. Are you serious? Now, I'm not... My reaction right now is not about what he did. We'll talk about what he did, the reasons, all that crap in just a second. But can I just say that I wanted this to be my episode. I wanted this to be Yankees, fucking the future, the new Yankee dynasty, new core four, all that stuff. Aaron Judge, Tyler Ost. I wanted to talk about this. And I can't. Because of Colin Kaepernick. People say, oh, Jay, it's your podcast. You can talk about what you want. Well, you obviously don't know how this works. Here's how this works. I get Kaepernick in a hashtag, and it moves the needle. And some people listen. That's how we do this. That's how we do this whole song and dance. I have a cool title. You people click because you see the hashtags. That's something I want to do. I wanted to have Yankees, relax, talk about how I'm going back to work next week. No. No, Colin Kaepernick has to take civil rights into his, I don't know. So let's get after it. I'm at NFL.com where, I mean, I saw the sound bites.
This going on prior to,
and we are
going to
pause this. Oh my God, I hate fucking when they play. Okay, here we go. Hate sites that play videos without asking. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has willingly immersed himself into controversy by refusing to stand for the playing of the national anthem in protest of what he deems a wrongdoings against African Americans and minorities in the United States. His refusal to stand for the anthem, he has done this in at least one other preseason game, came before the 49ers' preseason loss to the Green Bay Packers at Levi's Stadium on Friday night. I'm not going to stand up to show pride in my flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color, Kaepernick told NFL media in an exclusive interview after the game. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street, and people are getting paid leave and getting away with murder. The 49ers issued a statement about Kaepernick's decision. The national anthem is and always will be a special part of the pregame ceremony. It is an opportunity to honor our country and reflect on the great liberties we are afforded as its citizens in respecting such American principles as freedom, freedom of religion, and freedom of expression. We recognize the right of an individual to choose and participate, or not, in our celebration of the national anthem. Niners coach Chip Kelly, backtracking, told reporters Saturday that Kaepernick's decision not to stand during the national anthem is his right as a citizen and said, it's not my right to tell him not to do something. The NFL also released a statement obtained by NFL media insider Ian Rappaport. Players are encouraged, but not required, to stand during the playing of the national anthem. By taking a stand for civil rights, Kaepernick, 28, joins other athletes like NBA's Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, LeBron James, and Carmelo Anthony, and several WNBA players in using their platform and status to raise awareness to issues affecting minorities in the United States. However, refusal to support the American flag as a means to take a stand has brought an incredible backlash before and likely will in this instance. The NBA's Mohamed Abdul-Rahif of the Denver Nuggets, formerly Chris Jackson before converting to Islam. I mean, come on. Chris Jackson was so easier. You can be Islamic. Chris Jackson before converting to Islam refused to acknowledge the flag in protest, citing similar reasons as Kaepernick and saying that it conflicted with some of his Islamic beliefs. Abdul-Rahif drew the ire of fans and was briefly suspended by the NBA before a compromise was worked out between the league and player, who eventually stood with his teammates and coaches of the playing at the playing of the national anthem. Kaepernick said that he is aware of what he is doing and he knows that it will not sit well with a lot of people, including the 49ers. He said he did not want to inform the club or anyone affiliated with the team of his intention to protest the national anthem. This is something I'm not going to run by anybody. He said, I'm not looking for approval. I have to stand up for the people that are oppressed. If they take football away, my endorsements from me, I know what I stood up for is right. Kaepernick said he also said that he has thought about going public with his feelings for a while, but I felt that I needed to understand the situation better. He said he has discussed his feelings with his family, and after months of witnessing some of the civil unrest in the United States, decided to be more active and involved in rights for black people. Kaepernick, who was biracial, was adopted and raised by white parents and siblings. Kaepernick's Twitter feed is filled with civil rights messages. The former Super Bowl starting quarterback's decision to go public comes while he's fighting for his football life with the 49ers, who drafted him in the second round of 2011. He lost his starting job last season after being one of the most NFL's promising players during his former coach Jim Harbaugh's run. Over the past few months, his relationship with management has turned sour. He requested a trade last spring, which never came. He also spent most of the offseason rehabilitating from operations to his left non-throwing shoulder, his hand, and knee. His recovery left him unable to fully compete with Blaine Gabbert for months and has him seemingly in a bind to regain his starting job. He made his preseason debut against the Packers and played the second quarter. Completing 2 of 6 passes for 14 yards, he looked as rusty as you'd expect from someone who has not played since last November. Following the game, without any knowledge of Kaepernick's non-football behavior, Coach Chip Kelly said that there has never been any discussion about cutting Kaepernick. Rappaport added that Kelly will make football decisions on Kaepernick despite the quarterback's comments. NFL.com, diving into it. Okay. Now, I'm mad at Colin Kaepernick because he derailed my podcast. Here's how I feel. As an American, here's how I feel. Sit, stand, I don't care. Didn't bother me. But people get pissed. As Grimm would say, people are pissed. People were pissed off. In this article, well, here's one thing. Let's attack this one thing at a time. In this article, it says it joins other athletes like Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony. In doing this, sorry about that. That slight pause in the action was me allowing my cat to enter my room. All right. Chris Paul, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony. It says that those people have used their platforms as athletes to attack the civil unrest and the racial uneasiness that is in America. Let me just say this. They're not doing it on the basketball court. Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, they got on stage at the ESPYs, which is not, it wasn't even during the basketball season. So they didn't take, they used their platform as celebrities, as famous people. They didn't use the post-game press conference to talk about civil disobedience and shit like that. So, Colin Kaepernick does not join them. If you're, what do the police have to do with the flag? I mean, when I think of the flag, first of all, I stand with Bill Hicks on the, it's not freedom, it's a piece of cloth. The piece of cloth represents freedom. It's a piece of cloth. I don't know why anyone should care about a piece of cloth. But okay, the national, he's mad. I think of military, armed forces, navy, shit like that. I don't think about the police when I think about the flag. I mean, after a while, I mean, they're like at the bottom of the list. If you don't want to support the police, don't pay taxes. You know? If you don't want to support the police, don't pay taxes. Now, there's a lot of people, because there's so many sides of this. So, like, am I mad? Do I care? Am I not mad? Do I not care? Do you know? Does it matter? Probably saying, Jay, you said one thing and did another. I know. There's different sides of the coin. Now, a lot of people are saying that he's within his rights to express his beliefs. A lot of people are saying it's un-American for people to tell him that he can't express his beliefs. Personally, I don't really care. What gets me mad is when I turn on ESPN and they say, well, Colin Kaepernick said this. You know, that's kind of like Muhammad Ali. Wait. Wait a second. That is nothing like Muhammad Ali. All right? Let's not compare Muhammad Ali to Colin Copernicus, okay? It's not the same at all. This isn't even close. Say, oh, it's American to question government. Yeah, it was in like the 1700s. You want to protest police, wear like a black armband on your arm or something. One of those Black Lives Matter things. I mean, he could have just said all this because he wants to be traded. This is very possible. But I don't think there's any teams out there that want Colin Kaepernick. The best system for Colin Kaepernick right now is the system they run in San Francisco because Chip Kelly has that run-and-gun offense. Kaepernick can run and gun. That's why Kelly hasn't cut him. People are telling Colin Kaepernick if he doesn't like America, he can leave. How American is that? That's very un-American to tell somebody that they can't stay in the country because they have different beliefs than you. This country's based on freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of expression. That's what this country has going for it that a lot of other countries don't. But Colin Kaepernick, listen, he didn't give the middle finger to the flag. He didn't spin on a flag or burn a flag. All he did was not stand. Have you ever watched a baseball game and seen the seventh inning stretch? Now, they have God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. A lot of these players, they walk right into the dugout, right into the locker room, and they go to the bathroom, and they do whatever they're doing during the seventh inning stretch that they're not listening to the God Bless America. If I'm Colin Kaepernick, tie your shoe. All right, I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what I do at school. Because when I'm working at school and there's once a week where there's mass, because I work at a Catholic school, I feel uncomfortable going up to the priest and getting the body of Christ, first of all. I mean, this stays between us, all right? This is a secret. I don't think it's the actual body of Christ. I know. I think it might be a wafer. I think. I'm not sure. But I don't feel comfortable going up for that because A, I don't take candy from strangers, and B, I don't know. I don't like wafers. So, when that time comes, once a week I have to dodge this thing. So what do? I go to the bathroom. I go refill my coffee. There are several things you can do. Kaepernick, tie your shoe. Fix your sock, adjust your shoulder pad, get something out of your eye. Right now, I've got you 4 weeks of excuses of why you couldn't stand for the national anthem. Save it for your blog post. And I mean, people saying, oh, he was adopted by white parents. That doesn't matter. He doesn't walk around with a patch on his arm that says, I got white parents. You know, people still view him as a black guy. And he still gets treated like a black guy. He's mad about racial tensions in this country. And he's mad that he said police get paid leave and they're murdering people. He's not wrong about that. Now, I might sound like a lot of other people in the press this week, but I mean, His message isn't wrong, it's the way in which he delivered the message, that the delivery is wrong, the execution is wrong. But, the execution is wrong, but is the reaction, the solution, that might be right. We're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. And is that what he wanted to do? Maybe that's all he wanted to do is start a conversation. Either way, I mean, for the people that are taking their political advice from professional athletes, maybe get a life coach. Maybe get a therapist. Maybe get a dog. Just there are things. Colin Kaepernickus. All right, before we get into the second half, I'm going to play you a little clip from the late, great Bill Hicks. I mentioned it before about the flag. Some people, there used to be problems with, some people have problems with burning the flag. Colin Kaepernick just didn't stand for a national anthem. He said he's going to continue to sit, and that's fine. As long as we can stop talking about it, because I wanted to come on my podcast and talk about Gary Sanchez, the best catcher in Major League Baseball right now. The number one prospect. The guy who's going to lead the Yankees to the next 4 out of 5 world championships. The guy who's going to take the Yankees right into that second wild card. Talk about some more stuff when we come back after this.
I think the world's falling apart out there. Do you feel that way? Did you watch the flag burning thing? Wasn't that great? Boy, if everyone showed their true colors then, didn't they? Retarded nation that we are. People acted as though the Supreme Court approved of flag burning. You know what I mean?
Does that mean we have to burn our flags? What did they say that we had to...
No, no, no! It's not what they said. They said that perhaps if somebody wants to burn a flag, he perhaps doesn't need to go to jail for a year. Pretty harsh on their parts, huh? People snapped over this. Did you watch that? People were just,
hey, buddy, let me tell you something. My daddy died for that flag.
Just really? Wow, I bought mine. Yeah, they sell them, you know, at Kmart and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in the Korean War for that flag.
Oh, what a coincidence. Mine was made in Korea. Wow, the world is that big. No one, and I repeat, no one has ever died for a flag. A flag is a piece of cloth. They might have died for freedom, which, by the way, is the freedom also to burn the fucking flag. Say, burning the flag doesn't make freedom go away. It's kind of like freedom.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now, back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. Little Bill Hicks before the break. Burning of the flag. Freedom doesn't go away. It's just cloth. All right. We'll get to a few music headlines real quick. The headlines always are powered by Antiquiet. Antiquiet.com is your source for quality. VMAs. I feel like I've done this 3 years in a row. I feel like 3 years in a row I've come on the podcast and said nobody cares about the VMAs. Let me rephrase. No one with any taste cares about the VMAs. Nobody above the age of 12 cares about the VMAs. VMAs haven't been cool since 1992. I am, however, enjoying MTV Classic. Did you see this? VH1 Classic has changed to MTV Classic. VH1 Classic is now, I don't know, PBS or something. So VH1, MTV Classic, you'd think they were playing videos, but they weren't. They had a Daria marathon on the other day, and I thought that that was awesome. Then they followed it up with Alice in Chains Unplugged and Oasis Unplugged. It was an action-packed afternoon for me. It was good stuff. So I guess Beyonce played. Thought Beyonce wasn't playing. Alright, I want to touch on Sturgill Simpson because this is important. Alright, I'll admit it. People who I think are smarter than me have told me that this is important, so I'm going to pretend that I made the decision that this was important enough to talk about on my podcast. Sturgill Simpson just picked a fight with Nashville and the machinery behind the country music biz. Only minutes before the Academy of Country Music officially unveiled Miranda Lambert as the recipient of the new Merrill Haggard Spirit Award, a fired-up Simpson posted an essay in which he blasted ACM, Music Row, Garden & Gun magazine, and anyone who let down and continues to exploit Haggard, who passed away April 6th. The crossover country artist goes to venting about the unjust treatment of a bona fide American legend, his words, in an open letter which clocks in at more than 1,100 words. In it, he hammered Garden Gun and its editor for time-wasting and blowing an opportunity to feature Haggard and himself on its cover. Chris Stapleton, a class act, was dropped in as the country music's cover star. And he dropped the knee into the Academy and those in the mainstream country music establishment who contribute to the Hag feeling. Forgotten and tossed aside. I'm writing this because I want to go on record and say I find it utterly disgusting that the way everybody on Music Row is coming up with any reason they can go hitch their wagon to his name while knowing full and damn well what he thought about them, he wrote. If ACM wants to actually celebrate the legacy and music of Merle Haggard, he added, they should drop all the formulaic cannon fodder bullshit they've been pumping down rural America's throat for the last 30 years along with the high school pageantry, meat parade award show bullshit, and start dedicating their programs to more actual country music. Some days, he confessed, this town and this industry have a way of making me wish I could just go sit on Mars and build glass clocks. Wow. Lambert, who Simpson has no issue with, will be presented tonight, August 30th. That was last night. At the 10th Annual ACM Honors, with an award named in Haggard's honor, don't expect Simpson to sit through the ceremony, and he definitely won't be around for the 50th Annual CMA Awards. Should he be nominated, he's booked for a sold-out show in Des Moines, Iowa on the night of November 2nd, and has no plans to change that. I fully realize as I type this, meetings and conversations are taking place on Music Row to ensure that I am blackballed from the industry, and that's perfectly fine with me. I'm not sure how you can blackball somebody who you don't acknowledge in the first place anyway, zing. The country singer paraphrased the Hag as he sounded off. Fuck this town, I'm moving. The targets of Simpson's rant have yet to respond. And the actual essay is written here. That's fabulous. So, I don't listen to country music, right? But I know that nobody who listens to country music now actually listens to country music either. Country music has turned into this pop country Eric Church, Blake Shelton crap. It's no Merle Haggard. It's not Hank 3. So a lot of like teeny boppers listen to country music because, you know, it's not rap. So there's, because here's the thing, like, when rap, like, when people not from bad neighborhoods, when people not from areas where people like rap music, like, the white-bred individuals, if they like rap music, they like rap music. If they like rap music, they like rap music. But if they don't, they nod, and they, you know, And they listen because you know, there's nothing they can listen to. But out here in Staten Island, for some reason, there's this bro country movement where, like, all women from ages 15 to 50, it's all of them. It's not just one age group. They're all listening to country music now. But it's that pop country crap. That Darius Rucker crap, you know? Fuck Hootie. So I'm glad that somebody who actually, I mean, listen, I don't listen to fucking Sturgill Simpson. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I do. Will I now? Probably. He stood up to, dude, do you know how bit, that's like if a hip hop artist, what city is equal to the Nashville of country music? I can't even think of it. It's like if you go to, I don't know. I can't think of a good analogy because I'm not good at analogies, okay? The point is, he shit all over Nashville, and he's right. What they're doing is correct. Don't put Merle Haggard on any awards being given out by that company in that town now. None of those people know. None of those people are about what country music's about. Those are rich people who were raised with silver spoons in their mouths. Listen. Just because you milked a cow doesn't mean you weren't spoiled. You know what I'm saying? Just because you grew up on a farm doesn't mean you had everything. Doesn't mean you didn't have everything you wanted. That farm life can be confused to outsiders. If you grew up on a farm, your father's a business owner. You don't have to live by yourself because you can, you know, grab girls or, you know, take them to the barn. You got animals, you can ride horses. You can't tell me you're not going to be popular. And those people are growing up writing country songs because they're mad about what? What are they mad about? The president is brown. That was like if Creed did country music. No, but seriously, like, what are they mad about? This is the greatest country in the world. Besides the fact that weed is illegal, this is the greatest country in the world. I don't. My cow is out of milk, and my girl isn't coming home, 'cause she's cashing all the money from her trust fund. I pet my dog and drink my whiskey and kiss my cousin too. Is that like what country music is? I don't know. I don't listen to it. I don't listen to that garbage. That new age country is not the old age country that Merle Haggard, that all those awards, that all that whole town was built on. More from Sturgill Simpson. Many years back, much like Willie and Waylon had years before, Merle Haggard said, "Fuck this town, I'm moving," and he left Nashville. According to my sources, it was right after a record executive told him that Kern River was a bad song. In the last chapter of his career and life, Nashville wouldn't call, play, or touch him. He felt forgotten and tossed aside. I always got a sense that he wanted one last hit, one last proper victory lap of his own, and we all know deserved it, yet it never came, and now he's gone. For his part, Haggard wasn't shy about expressing his distaste for some of contemporary country music. In an interview with the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead in 2015, he said that he was confused by the genre's direction. "They're talking about screwing on a pickup tailgate and things of that nature. I don't find no substance. I don't find anything you can whistle, and nobody... I don't find anything you can whistle, and nobody even attempts to write a melody. It's more of that kid stuff. It's hot right now. But I'll tell you what, it's cooling off." And a rep for Sturgill Simpson declined to comment further on the music statements. The ACM did not immediately respond for requests to comment. I mean, Sturgill Simpson just made me a fan. I may not like country music, but if somebody from country music is going to stand up and say, "Yo, fuck country music," I like that. That's okay with me. It's a double standard. 16-year-old girls shouldn't be driving around listening to country. Country music, I mean, all right. I know Merle Haggard didn't say this, but country music, you ever heard the joke, like, if you play a country music song backwards, you get your wife back, your dog back, and your farm back? Like, that thing, country music is about losing things. It's about being sad. It's about, you know, this, and this, but I'm still happy because of this. This, and this, but I'm still happy because of this. This, and this, and this, and this, but I'm still happy because of this. That is your country music song. But like Miranda Lambert? And I'm not saying she's bad. I'm just saying, as an example, all of these country music folks. They're not. They have no pain. They're not. Those songs weren't meant for them to be singing or writing. They're not writing them. You know what it is? It's like, remember in the late 90s, like, some asshole would get five gay dudes together, and they would make a boy band, like, and they would be famous. Like, that's what people in Nashville do now. They look for, like, a palatable artist who can be marketed and that can, you know, have crossover appeal. And before an artist even sings, like, oh, can you act? Let's screen test you first. Okay, can you do voices on cartoons? All right, triple threat, cool. Can you present at all of our award shows? Sure, okay, sweet. Oh, your songs suck? Nah, it doesn't really matter. That's the least important thing here. People like country music. They don't actually have to like your song. Pop country. K-pop, C-pop, country pop. I had a name for it too. And could somebody remind me that one of these weeks I'm going to try to do a podcast without cursing? I'm going to see if I can do it. Jeez. Kiss your mother with that mouth? No. No, I do not. Sturgill Simpson. Roasting folks. And VMAs. Fuck them. I'm leaving. But before I get up on out of here, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music news and reviews. For the fans, by the fans. Deftones, up now. Check it out. Also, the coolest cucumber in the salad is Christina Rocks. And you could listen to her every Sunday morning, 8 to noon, doing Throwback Alternative on 89xradio.com. And if I didn't mention it before, it's every Sunday morning. And you could also go to her website, ChristinaRocks.com, no H in Christina, hang the DJ. And you could read her blog and read stuff, you know, music news, breaking. And tweet at her at ChristinaRocks, again, no H. And you can tell her she is the coolest cucumber in the salad, courtesy of Mr. Jason Porkster. Also go to HQ, Dare Network, andyderer.com. It only took me 137 episodes to start pronouncing Andy's name right. andyderer.com is HQ. That's where you're going to get all your Dare Network podcasting needs, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler Andy, whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Derer Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Parks podcast. You get it all at andyderer.com. andyderer.com, your source for podcasts. No, I totally made that up on the fly. And of course, every week the headlines, they be powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Right? Did I go in the right order? And before I leave, for all you depressed fucks out there, for all you people wondering what is going on, we go to 538, and I'm going to let you know that right now, there is only a 22% chance that that racist, fear-mongering asshole Donald Trump will be president. It's not over yet, folks. Better go vote, and you better not vote for him. Till next time, not whiskey, I don't drink anymore. Wacky weed, Warren Zevon. Late!
This has been the Jay Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.